You're listening to the Study Legal English podcast, the world's first legal English podcast, helping lawyers and law students become fluent in legal English. Hello and welcome to episode 18 of the Study Legal English podcast. I am your host, Louise, and today I'm talking about the legal profession. In the last episode, I talked about barristers, and today we're moving on to talk about solicitors. Today, I will read an extract from the article, What Kind of Lawyer Do You Want to Be? This article is published on www.chambersstudent.co.uk. So, let's get started. First, I'll read the extract at a slow pace. Most lawyers qualify as solicitors. In fact, there are almost eight times as many solicitors as barristers in the UK. Their role is to provide legal services directly to lay clients, who could be individuals, companies, private or public, or other bodies. In short, clients come to solicitors for guidance on how to deal with their business or personal proposals and problems. These could be anything from drafting a will to defending a murder charge or buying a multi-billion pound business. The solicitor advises on the steps needed to proceed and then manages the case or the deal for the client until its conclusion. They will bring in a barrister if and when a second opinion or specialist advocacy is needed. The solicitor's role is much more like that of a project manager than the barrister's. According to the Solicitors Regulation Authority, SRA, there are 135,309 solicitors in England and Wales as of December 2016, with practicing certificates issued annually by the SRA. Roughly two-thirds of them are in private practice, in solicitors' firms, and around two-fifths are employed in London. Many thousands work in-house for companies, charities, or public authorities. After an undergraduate degree, law school beckons. Law grads need to take the Legal Practice Course, LPC. Non-law grads must first complete the Graduate Diploma in Law, GDL, before being eligible for the LPC. Next comes the practical training. The most common way of qualifying is by undertaking a two-year training contract with a firm of solicitors, law centre, in-house legal team or public body. Much of the rest of this book deals with the nature of training contracts at different firms and how to procure one. The SRA's website gives all the fine detail you could wish for as to the requirements for training. Upon satisfactory completion of their training contract and the mandatory professional skills course, PSC, a person can be admitted to the role of those eligible to practice as a solicitor and apply for a practicing certificate. They are then fully qualified. Plans are currently afoot to implement a general solicitor's qualifying examination to be taken at the end of training, which could allow anyone to qualify as a solicitor who meets set standards and passes the exam without having to undertake a formal training contract or do the LPC. That's the end of the article extract. It is important to note some other points. Firstly, that prior to 1999, only barristers and not solicitors held the right of audience in the senior courts. Nowadays, due to a number of reforms, solicitors now have the right of audience in lower and senior courts, provided that they undertake specific training. Secondly, upon qualifying as a solicitor, all solicitors are regulated by the Legal Services Board, as well as separate regulators relating to the lawyer's specialism. The Solicitors Regulation Authority also makes sure that solicitors abide by the various codes of conduct for solicitors. Thirdly, solicitors are not immune from liability, and should they breach a contract or act with negligence, they can be sued for causing loss to a client or a third party, as it was held in the case of White against Jones in 1995. Now, let's discuss some of the key vocabulary. First, you'll hear the vocabulary. There will then be a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the vocabulary. This is followed by the definition. Then we'll hear an example sentence, followed by a beep and a short pause for you to repeat the new phrase. Number one, lay client. Lay client or lay person refers to a person who does not have a specialized knowledge in a particular area. Repeat after the beep. Taking advantage of a lay person's lack of knowledge is against the code of conduct for solicitors. Number two, will. A will is a testimony which states what a person wants to happen to his or her property when he or she dies. Repeat after the beep. A solicitor can draft wills for clients. Number three, charge. A charge has several meanings in legal English. The article referred to a murder charge. A charge in this context means a formal statement accusing a person of a crime. Repeat after the beep. I am defending my client who has been charged with murder. Number four, practice and practice. In British English, the noun is spelt practice, practice, whereas the verb is spelt practice, practice. Repeat after the beep. After your training contract, you can practice law as a newly qualified solicitor. Number five, admitted to the role. Admitted to the role refers to being entered onto the roll of solicitors, which is a register of all the solicitors in England and Wales. Repeat after the beep. Upon qualification, you will be admitted to the roll. Well done. So now I'll read the article extract at a fast pace. Most lawyers qualify as solicitors. In fact, there are almost eight times as many solicitors as barristers in the UK. Their role is to provide legal services directly to lay clients who could be individuals, companies, private or public, or other bodies. In short, clients come to solicitors for guidance on how to deal with their business or personal proposals and problems. These could be anything from drafting a will to defending a murder charge or buying a multi-billion-pound business. The solicitor advises on the steps needed to proceed and then manages the case or the deal for the client until its conclusion. They will bring in a barrister if and when a second opinion or specialist advocacy is needed. The solicitor's role is much more like that of a project manager than the barrister's. According to the Solicitors Regulation Authority, SRA, there are 135,309 solicitors in England and Wales as of December 2016, with practising certificates issued annually by the SRA. Roughly two-thirds of them are in private practice in solicitors' firms, and around two-fifths are employed in London. Many thousands work in-house for companies, charities, or public authorities. After an undergraduate degree, law school beckons. Law grads need to take the Legal Practice Course, LPC. Non-law grads must first complete the Graduate Diploma in Law, GDL, before being eligible for the LPC. Next comes the practical training. The most common way of qualifying is by undertaking a two-year training contract with a firm of solicitors, law centre, in-house legal team, or public body. Much of the rest of this book deals with the nature of training contracts at different firms and how to procure one. The SRA's website gives all the fine details you could wish for as to the requirements for training. Upon satisfactory completion of their training contract and the Mandatory Professional Skills Course, PSC, a person can be admitted to the role of those eligible to practice as a solicitor and apply for a practicing certificate. They are then fully qualified. Plans are currently afoot to implement a general solicitor's qualifying examination to be taken at the end of training, which could allow anyone to qualify as a solicitor who meets set standards and passes the exam, without having to undertake a formal training contract or do the LPC. So that's the end of today's episode. In the next episode, we'll be looking at the judiciary. For more practice, Podcast Pro members can access online learning materials, including transcripts of the shows and quizzes to test your knowledge. If you're not a member yet, you can sign up for a free trial at www.studylegalenglish.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others. And if you have any feedback or topic requests, I would love to hear from you. You can get in touch by email info@studylegalenglish.com or on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.